Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome in to the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful, wonderful Friday. We've reached Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he will be around in just a little bit. It's a Friday. It's game week. It's a 4 o'clock game. Just past 4 o'clock. You know what time it is. I don't know. I don't need to tell you.
4:25.
Yeah, there's lots going on, and we're going to get you ready for it. Good morning to Chris. How is everything?
It's Friday. I'm feeling good.
I know. I'm feeling good as well. I still got this upper chest sort of situation, but it just is what it is. It's that time of year. And who was saying it yesterday? Who did we talk to yesterday? It was like, we've had masks on for so long. Oh, Pat Narduzzi.
Yeah.
And that now you don't have them on anymore.
Yeah, you get colds again.
Kind of get cold again. You forget what it was like to have a cold.
Yep.
There was something that lit up the text line yesterday. I told you that I go back and I listen, or I go over the text line. Now, I'd heard this, and I thought that maybe I was the only person that it sent up a bit of a, I don't want to say red flag on our station. But it sent up a bit of like a, wow, is this an old-timer take, or is this, the people use this terminology?
Okay, boomer time?
Yeah, well, yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
And I wondered how people felt about this. Now, pardon me, I might have a cough here and there today. So, producer Matt, have you found this as of yet, rated about 12:15?
I have not, no.
Okay. Now, anyway, they were talking about grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ron and Joe were talking about grilled cheese yesterday at length and what makes a grilled cheese and a good grilled cheese and all that kind of stuff. That said, do you think that it's old-timey to call it, as Ron was referring to it repeatedly, a toasted cheese?
A toasted?
Toasted cheese. Now, I have seen that on a menu. You see that on a menu at like a diner. Like if you're in the middle of, I don't know, hey, central Pennsylvania in the middle of nowhere,
right,
and you stumble upon some diner or whatever, they may call it a toasted cheese sandwich. Or your grandma, she may call it a toasted cheese sandwich.
See, everyone in my family has always called it a grilled cheese.
Same, same. Yeah. But toasted cheese.
Okay, because I Google everything as soon as we start talking about it. So I just Googled toasted cheese versus grilled cheese. Okay?
It's the same, isn't it?
I read from, I don't know, egullet.org, some message board post somebody put up. Grilled cheese, bread, buttered on the outside, cheese on the inside, cooked on a griddle or in a pan. Toasted cheese, bread, cheese on top, cooked open face in a toaster oven or under a broiler.
That people don't really eat a grilled cheese open face.
No.
Which would be, nobody has ever done that. Who eats that?
Well, it says cooked open face.
Oh, and then you smash it together?
And then you smash the two pieces of bread with the cheese together, maybe.
That seems to be far too much work.
Yeah, way too difficult for... My 12-year-old daughter can make a grilled cheese.
Right.
Like, it's one of the few things I mention all the time, how terrible I am in the kitchen. It's one of the few things I can actually make. A grilled cheese is extraordinarily simple. You don't need to go through all the trouble of putting cheese on the bread and laying it under a broiler or toaster up. Get out of here. Now, do we think that's what Ron was talking about? That this it's extensive? Or is he talking about a grilled cheese, but just calling it toasted cheese?
I think he's talking about a grilled cheese, but calling it this.
You call it grilled cheese. I always grew up, it was called toasted cheese.
Toasted?
Toasted
really?
Cheese, yep.
Now that I can talk, it's very good.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, horse.
Yeah, okay.
That was it.
it's no.
It's grilled cheese.
Here we go. The last person I ever heard call it a grilled cheese sandwich a toasted cheese sandwich was my grandfather, who passed away in 1992 at the age of 72. Yes, yeah, the text here.
Here's the thing. All the stuff you find online, when somebody talks about grilled cheese or toasted cheese is the open, you cook it open-faced and then smash it together.
Uh-huh.
So if you're using toasted cheese, whether it's this person's grandfather, God rest his soul, whether it's Ron Cook, whoever, if you're calling a grilled cheese toasted cheese, you're calling it by the wrong name.
Yes, or you may be hearkening back to your youth when your grandmother called it that. Your grandmother who was probably born in, you know,
maybe
around 1900 or so. Even who knows? Toasted cheese as a kid, grilled cheese now, it's just all one and the same, just two different names. Ron's a Beaver County boy, an old timer. All of us guys called it toasted cheese. I'm being told here in the old when we were growing up.
That's fine. You were wrong.
Right. So if I wonder if I did this, if I went somewhere and it said grilled cheese on the menu, like I don't know what it says at Eaton Park.
Right.
Or
I think
Ritter's,
it says grilled cheese.
Like Ritter's. Ritter's, like that.
Dean's Diner in Blairsville. Yes. One of those classic places.
If it says grilled cheese on the menu and I look at the waitress. Server, whatever. Am I allowed to say waitress anymore? I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble.
Sure.
If I look at the waitress and I say, may I have a grilled, or may I have a toasted cheese? Would they just write down grilled cheese and know what I was talking about? Probably, right?
I don't know. They might be like us. And when I first, prior to this conversation, I've never had a single person in my life refer to a grilled cheese sandwich as a toasted cheese.
See, I've heard the term and I kind of knew it was, but it was something old school.
But my point is, this waitress, waiter, whoever,
might
be like me and have never heard of this thing called a toasted cheese that is supposedly supposed to be just like a grilled cheese sandwich.
For your hot lunch. What are you having for lunch today, Cookie? Hot
here,
lunch.
Cookie.
Hot lunch.
Hi, Cookie.
Hot lunch segment. The real question is, have you seen there are people that do, instead of butter, they do a little mayonnaise as to the layer is between the pan
Steps
and the bread.
Up a notch, I guess.
Yeah, I think my Aunt Deb may cook it with a little mayonnaise.
Mm, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, that I've had. You can definitely taste the difference a little bit. I go butter.
Yeah.
So as to push it, you know, make that little layer of being able to flip it and give it a little friction there, a little movement, you know, whatever.
Yeah, lack of friction.
You're right. So all of that, but that's where we are with it. I love a good grilled cheese. Do you go pickle in your grilled cheese?
No, just plain.
I sneak a pickle in there. I'll even put a tomato in there. Not cooked, though. So you know what? Sometimes I actually will cook a toasted cheese because I'll do two separate sides. And
so there
then,
you go. You're having a toasted cheese.
Damn. I really think.
The whole world's crashing in on
toasted
you right now.
Toasted cheese.
Yes. Sometimes I will make a toasted cheese, take both sides off the pan, and then put things in the middle and then smash it together.
See, this is just, it hasn't happened a lot, but occasionally, like if we have leftover bacon, like if we do a breakfast for dinner type
thing. Do that too.
And you have leftover bacon.
Right.
But I will put it in the sandwich before I put it in the pan. Like I won't cook two open-faced pieces of bread with
Good
cheese
call.
On top. I'll put, and then smash the bacon
in the
middle.
Do you find that cooks at the same level as the cheese? Like it just... It doesn't cook too fast or too slow. But it's already cooked bacon. It's leftover.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Exactly. It's not the raw bacon. It's the stuff we'd already cooked like the night before or day or two before. And then you put that in the sandwich. So then I've got – the only problem for me with grilled cheese is you take the bread, you put the cheese – and I'll just – this is how I construct my grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I got my two slices of bread, right? I put the cheese in between the two. Maybe I put a second piece of cheese if I'm feeling frisky, right?
Okay.
If I'm going to go crazy and put the bacon in between, the bacon will go on one of the two slices of bread with the cheese, right? I put the two slices of bread with the cheese together, right?
Yeah.
All right?
I'm with you.
Then I put the butter on one side, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I've got this sandwich constructed.
Okay.
With butter on one side.
Yeah.
Now I've got to get butter on the other side. And I'm always conflicted. Do I throw the buttered side in the pan and then butter the other side as it's cooking?
No, you put butter on the top when it's facing you.
Right, but now you've got to flip the sandwich over and you've got a buttery side
just
down.
Just do it real fast. It'll get there.
Yeah, no. It gets there all the time, but I always hate that moment where I'm like, man, I don't want to get butter everywhere.
Spray butter is good.
It works. The problem with spray butter is if you're trying to spray it while the sandwich is flat on the counter, The spray bottle inevitably
you're
stops
right about
spraying.
That. You have to spray it like a can of spray paint.
Yes, you've got to hold it up.
It straight
and
up.
Then you're standing in your kitchen like a weirdo holding a constructed grilled cheese sandwich that hasn't been cooked yet upright and trying to spray it with the spray butter.
Just use lard. No.
Do people still have buckets of lard?
I don't know. I think they had that in like our school cafeteria. Oh, man. I could go. You know, it is a Friday. It's cold outside. I could go for a grilled cheese and tomato soup.
I was going to say,
dip it right in.
The real good grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Oh, man. Man alive. Would that be good today?
I wish you didn't say that.
Now you want one?
Yes.
Yeah. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. I think I have all the elements at home, too, for that. Actually, I know I do.
There you go.
I'm going to have grilled cheese and tomato soup for lunch. And I don't need fancy tomato soup with all kinds of
Campbell's works.
Right. I don't need stuff in it with all these. Like,
no, some of that stuff can be good.
Green stuff in it. No.
Put a little sprinkle of parsley on there and make me feel fancy. I'm okay with that.
But you're right. I do like bacon in my grilled cheese. I do like tomato in my grilled cheese. Ooh, goodness. Yeah.
See, my
good.
Tomato's got to be cold. So once you put it in the grilled cheese, it warms up and then it gets...
No. I put it in at the very end, right before I smush it.
Oh, that's right. You said.
Yes.
So you're doing a toasted cheese with tomato in the middle.
What does Ron call it again, Producer Matt?
Toasted.
Yes.
Toasted cheese.
Toasted.
The way he says it.
He's in love.
Toasted cheese.
He's having sex with this toasted cheese.
It's the same voice. It's the same tone in his voice as when he talks about, I always sleep in the mood.
I know. Ron, he's something.
It's sexy Ron.
It is sexy Ron
talking about grilled cheese. Sorry, toasted.
Speaking of this sexy voice that I got going on because I have this cold, my friend yesterday, how about I got this friend, this guy that I know that I work out with, Nick Moran is his name.
Okay.
It crazy coincidence, he grew up on Amanda Filippone Street.
Oh,
he'd
really?
Known her since they were little kids.
Okay.
He goes, I heard you cough yesterday. And this is how attentive our listeners are.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I heard you say you coughed yesterday. Then I heard you rattling around a cough drop in your mouth. I could hear it in the microphone.
Yeah, if you listen closely, you can hear it.
And I go, what? He goes, yeah, in my truck. He goes, I can hear it. He goes,
he's got good speakers.
He goes, don't do that. And I go, what do you want me to do? I need a cough drop. So I'm apologizing ahead of time today if I have a cough drop in.
I heard somebody who quite obviously had something in their mouth doing play-by-play a couple days, like
Are
a cough
serious?
Drop. Or yeah, I can't remember who it is now. I can't remember. But somebody, it was like, you could hear it like clicking around in their mouth. Like you can hear it, like when you have a cough drop in your mouth, I mean, I'm sitting across at the table from you, so I can definitely hear it. But people can hear it when, like, you can tell.
What about toasted cheese crackers? Those are a thing.
But those aren't, that's
not trying to pass it off as a sandwich.
What a grilled cheese sandwich. They don't call the crackers grilled cheese.
I think we have got the most texts we've ever got today on the pre-show. See, this is why the all-day pre-show has to work. Nobody gives a hell about the Steelers' offensive guard. Really. They do, kinda, but not as much as this stuff. This is the real. This is where it is. Talking
toasted.
About toasted. What, Ron?
Toasted cheese.
Listen to that. Sexy Ron.
I know. It's like he's... It's like
toasted cheese.
I know.
I always sleep in the nose.
Listen, it's the same tone of voice.
What if he lays in bed naked eating a toasted cheese?
With his head's hat on.
I mean, right. I mean, that is some Wilt Chamberlain stuff.
And in the next bed over is Chip Namias.
Oh, well, that's a good jumping off point to end it today. Big Friday show. Pat Bostic, the end of the 7 o'clock hour. Lee Sterling, the 8 o'clock hour. Chuck Batch, we love him. Vinny Serrato. I bet he's had a toasted cheese in his life.
I've heard Vinny's got a great story. We got to ask him about Dion and Dion being asked about his bill at a department store when he played in San Francisco.
You'll hear that coming up at about 8:45 today. Lots to talk about, and we may have a good hot lunch, too, today.
Toasted cheese.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.